You may be seated. Thank you. If you had any idea how really anxious God is to bless you in all spiritual blessings, it would not be hard to allow what He has prepared for you to make a place in your life for His simple truths. He loves our sacrifice of praise. He loves it when we gather ourselves together, or when we by ourselves humble ourselves before His presence. And tonight, I can tell you that He gets no glory out of withholding His miracle power. He absolutely gets no glory out of withholding from you what you need. As a matter of fact, everything you need is already prepared in this house tonight to meet that need. That is phenomenal information. The Bible said the Lord knoweth what you have need of even before you ask. Now that's a superlative. That's not something He's fixing to prepare in His economy for your life. I'm telling you, the economy of heaven is well prepared for the Antichrist. He did His work at the cross. He did His work in the tomb. He did His work in the resurrection and ascending on high and leading captivity captive, then giving gifts to men, so men with gifted knowledge and gifted spiritual awareness can walk through the darkest night and the torch of God's word illuminates a path, and you can have your future because there's a light in the middle of the darkest night. Could we exalt Him a little bit more? What a night already. What a glory cloud hangs over this place. Thank you, singers. Thank you, musicians, for helping us to enter into the courts of His glory. And I cannot praise you enough, God, for always being available. I'd like to talk to you about special occasions tonight. Bible has so many things to say, and I would not have time to read all the things that need to be read to make tonight. So I'm going to have to depend on some of your past reading. But I'd like to read some things that help you to understand how David destroyed the bear and the lion. There are some very simple things that sets the stage for some of the greatest memories. There are some very simple things that you do that absolutely provide a platform for miracles and unthinkably great days. You're setting the stage tonight for the day you will have tomorrow. When you awaken in the morning, the mentality and the spirit that you rise in will go before you, and it will take care of those things that would otherwise destroy your tomorrow. He does that every day. He's well equipped for what you're facing tonight. Say, Brother Meyer, you don't know what I'm going through. I didn't say I did. I said he does. He knows what we have need of. What before we ask. I don't have to know what you're facing. That's not a big deal. I can't provide what he can provide. But I can provide him. I can provide his truth. I can provide his name. I can provide his spirit in the wisdom, at least, of the word. So I'm going to look at the wise man. And with you, I join Proverbs, the 16th chapter. I'm going to read part of the last of it first. I'll reiterate it again when I read the rest of it. But when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. That is a phenomenal truth. Isolated, it may sound. But when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So let's go back to the very first verse, and then we'll read all the way down to where I just read. I wanted to emphasize those things. The preparations of the heart in man. Yes, again, I said you're preparing your heart now for the bread, the manna, the glory that you will rise with in the morning. The enemy will try to come and put the cares of life in your way. But the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. I'm going to give you a little bit of a study on that because it anybody that exalts his knowledge against the knowledge of the Lord, and that's another scripture, but is a proud heart. A person that doesn't with all heart, soul, mind, and strength obey the voice of the Lord. A person that doesn't worship with all heart, soul, mind, and strength is an abomination to the Lord. That's huge. And that's why I said, with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, serve the Lord with gladness and praise his holy name, and he will exalt you. He will cause you to be lifted up. He will cause, the Bible says that he will keep in perfect peace those whose eyes are trained on him. I'm here to show you tonight how to destroy the Goliath and the little pesty gnats. The Bible said it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. You can mess up a good day trying to have a hamburger cookout and have about just 15 or 20 gnats. So giants and gnats have almost all of the same letters. Giants just have a big I in the middle. Everyone that is proud in heart, doesn't submit to worship, to obedience to the things of God, is an abomination. Though hand join hand, you can join with the righteous, you can join with everybody else, but he shall not be unpunished. Greatest punishment in the world is to sense his presence and not have it do anything for you. To be able to see somebody else delivered, and I can't get delivered. There is no punishment any worse than that. To know that freedom is available, and I'm hung up. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here tonight to help every one of us to destroy the little foxes and also the giants that are trying to impede the progress of your family and your home. Dads, I call you to front and center. Get ready. Be armed against. And the armor that we have is the shield of faith. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And that's just simply knowing the law of sowing and reaping. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we sow unbelief, we reap the harvest of what the world can do to those who are not living in commitment or faith with Jesus. And then he goes from there into what I just read. When a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Matthew, the 6th chapter, says that thine alms may be in secret, that thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when you fast, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The secret of David's success with Goliath, with the bear and the lion, was the prayers that he prayed when he was on the hillside and nobody saw him and no one heard him. When he was obedient to the God of glory, when nobody was there to tell him, man, You just think you're gonna get it done. I'm here to tell you that whatsoever you do openly and do in secret, God will reward you openly. He's that kind of God. So I want to talk about two or three things that happen in the Bible. First of all, I want to talk a little further about David's success. I can tell you that, based on some of the success that I have been enjoyed, and that is simply this, that I get afraid. I promise you there are situations you have gone through that I nearly sweat peanut butter. There are times when I watch some of the things the enemy tries to tempt you with and put fear in your life and raise up a Goliath in your world, that pastor has to stand over here and all I can do is preach to you and hope that the Word of God builds your most holy faith to a level commensurate with that problem. It's not easy to face off with a bear unless you're hid with Christ in God, so to speak. In that day, Christ was not here yet. So this man, David, was hid in the truths that were available. It wasn't that David was perfect. It's a misnomer in our life to think that you've got to be perfect in order to attract God's mercy and His favor and His glory. Sometimes God blesses people that don't deserve it to show you that blessings are available. But He that watches you day and night and is more anxious to deliver you from fear, more anxious to deliver you from the noisome pestilence, He's more anxious to give you the best night's rest you've ever had. He's more anxious for you to pillow your head tonight with lost kids somewhere, with things pounding on your doorstep, demanding attention. He's more interested in you getting a good night's rest tonight than you are. But you got to turn everything over to Him, for He careth for you, and He alone can take care of what's the impending need. Oh, I wish we'd just praise Him a little, because He's God. Because He showed up. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You, Jesus. Some of you are going this year to make such a breakthrough. Not because you're perfect and not because you pleased all of the people that live around you, but you're going to move into that status of the fear of the Lord, where every day you're aware He's watching everything I think. He's watching everything I do, and He knows why I'm doing it. And you're not going to be doing it in fear. You're going to be doing it in faith, because you know there's only one God that can deliver. There's only one God that can keep the fiery furnace from consuming you. There's only one God that can keep the lions of this generation from devouring you. And that God said, when a man's ways please the Lord, He will put those enemies to rest. He's interested in your faith in Him, in your love for Him, in your devotion to Him, in your obedience to His word. And He said, I'll do my part if you'll just do your part. I think we ought to praise Him. Thank You for just a little information. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Tell you, one of the greatest things that the enemy fights people with is jealousy. Spirit of jealousy is one of the most cruel things in the world. When it looks like God's blessing somebody that I don't think deserves that blessing, jealousy reaches up and said, God must not love you. Jealousy reaches up and said, I don't see how in the world God could bless them. I promise you that no man tempts the Lord, neither is God tempted of any man. I'm here to preach to you tonight the means by which you can destroy the Goliaths, and you can cause the Red Sea in your world to part ways, and you can cause the enemy behind you to absolutely, that's been trying to create havoc in your life, to have a place where you pass through the Red Sea, but they can't get to you, because greater is he that is for you than he that is against you. He is, will not suffer thy foot to be removed. He is the Lord God, and he's God 24 hours a day, and he cares about you. I wish the smallest person, somebody hold Cohen up. Is there anybody smaller than him? He said, suffer children to come unto me. Just let the little ones. I'll do for them. Because they don't worry. If you don't want to smile at you, they're not going to smile at you, because they don't know that that's what turns money loose. Thank you. I'm here to tell you tonight that God is interested in blessing you more than you are interested in being blessed. You say, Pastor, how can you prove that? He suffered, he died, and rose again, going through the darkest hour any human could ever go through. And that's the end of this journey in earth. Because he knew that just beyond the grave is a life that is so wonderfully, and we want to hold on to this one so much that we would rather keep our own contract with earth than our contract with heaven. I wish we'd talk to Jesus for a minute and tell him, help me to crucify this flesh and the lust thereof, so I can hear the rest of what you want from me. God, whatever you have to do, let us suffer any privation necessary on this earth that we can behold the glory of the King. Let's talk about a few things that are of great interest, at least to me. While God is interested in your mind and your money, he is most interested in, is this the best you can give to me? Because I can tell you that money can't buy his glory. And I can tell you that an education can't buy his glory. Is your name Andrew? Sit right here a minute. Try to look handsome. Mom and Dad, he's all right. He's in good hands. The best thing you can do tonight is lay your life on his altar. Because I want to tell you what's going to happen if you put your life on his altar. He said, if you'll sacrifice your life for me, I will raise you up. I will give you a place in my kingdom where demons are subject to you, where powers of all the glory world are in your hands, sir. Money can't buy what God's about to do in your life, son. Fame can't buy what God's about to do in your life. I'm telling you, heroism of this world is about to fade away. And I'm going to tell you, if you learn to run and dance in the presence of the Lord. If you learned and bend your knee in the presence of the Lord. Go ahead, you're almost there. You see how hard it is to do it? It's hard for me. It's hard for you. When you prostrate yourself before the Lord. Prostrate yourself. It means lay it all out. Lay down. That's how come you got a pastor. When you don't know what to do, he just comes on and helps you. When he said, the first law of spirituality is to sacrifice yourself. Deny yourself. Find you an altar every morning and say, not my will, but thine be done. And when you get out on the battlefield during the day, you're going to have a death already in place. And when Goliath roars across your future, you're going to say, I don't come in my ability. I don't come in my knowledge. I come in the power of the Holy Spirit of heaven. And I come in a name that's above every name. I bent my knee this morning, and therefore God is exalted. Now get up and leap and run, because you suffered through the dark night. You suffered through, and God kept his hand on you. I'm telling some mother and some daddy, get yourself on the altar, and God will raise thee up. I'm here to tell you, he alone can put a sun in the sky and a moon in the night. And when our kids see that example, thank you. A father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. When thou fastest, anoint thy head, wash thy face. It's not that you can't tell anybody. When you walk around with a long face, hoping to get a little attention. Somebody says, let's go eat. No, I tell you, I'm fasting. I've been there. Such a joy to tell them. Now, I want to tell you, it's not wrong to tell them. You just want to make sure that you're not in any way bragging on what you're doing for him. Because that's not about him. It's about you getting in line for his blessings. And if you bring attention to your flesh, trying to let everybody know. We used to have a guy, a lady actually, that always would stand up and, when it was testimony time, supposed to be telling about a miracle God did. She'd tell me, I'll tell you, I fast and I pray. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of green-eyed jealousy in this church. It's got to go. I never remember a glory cloud busting loose. Looked at me one time. And she said, I'm going to tell you, I know about your daddy. Tried to run my dad down. She couldn't figure out why she never had great peace that passes understanding. She'd talk about how she fasted and prayed, and she couldn't cast one devil out of her house. Thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Fasting is going to become a greater dimension in our hour, because we're not going to fast to get skinny. I've seen some people go on a fast so they'd lose weight. That don't hurt some of us to do it. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to kill the appetite of flesh, to rival the authority of God. So let's talk about two or three things, and then the musicians will come, and then we'll do what we want to do with what God's sharing. But I want us to talk about Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was a guy that really did need some help. But I want to take you to that area of life where there was a crowd gathered together. And Bartimaeus's need rose up to the premier place in his mind. He reached a place where the demand for his future rivaled the demand for honor for him. I don't know if you've ever had deprivations, but I have, and I know what it's like to be a little slow in learning. I know what it's like not to have all the understanding of why people are really doing this or that. And so I understand that feeling. You want to get out there and do something to attract the girls. Attract the girls. Your little brother can help you with that. You want to do something to attract the crowd. And so you try to do it with this, that, and the other. I can tell you one of the greatest things that would ever do it is to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Because I'm telling you, in a dark world, in a midnight hour, there is nothing greater, Sterling, than to have the invisible hand of God reach down because you did right by honoring your mother and dad. You were obedient to their request. You humbled yourself before the mercies of God. And the Bible said, when you do that, I will lift you up and I will put a spirit in you that you won't have to wish to dance. You'll just dance because the power and the glory of the Lord will be so great you can't hold it back. David was probably more scared than you've ever been from falling and hurting your back, from having cancer and nearly putting your eyeball out. I can tell you that those things, we've already found out, you can get past a lot of that and keep living. But it's pretty tough to handle a bear and keep living. It's hard, Mama, to put him in the hands of God and not try to take God's place and complain because my boy, now look what he's going to have for a grandpa-in-law. I'm prouder than he is. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God who giveth us our strength. Thanks be unto God who leads us into valleys so he can put us where we belong and understand you can't conquer valleys. He leads us to high places. You can't conquer mountains. But the one who's inside you, that who's going to lead you, son, he's going to lead you into dark places so you can understand one thing. You can't create the light he can create. You can't create the future he can create. You cannot come up with the joy he can give you. You can't come up with it. But if you'll get yourself in a situation where only the Lord can lift you up, brother, when he gets you up there, you know you're in a place you didn't buy for yourself. And you don't mind dancing. You don't mind praising with everything in you. Bartimaeus, he cried out when nobody else in the crowd was doing much crying. He came to church ready to get whatever he had to get and to do whatever he had to do to attract the attention of God. Hungry, thirsty, shall be filled. See, we got some needs, but they're not enough to demand our best. They're not enough to demand our total obedience. We give a token offering. We give a token of our time. We give a token of worship. There's really not enough out there. We can come up with it on our own. A decent place to stay. We can do that for ourselves. We can work and make enough money to get a few doctors to help us at least. We can do a lot of that. But there's only one that can deliver you from the fear of cancer. There's only one that can give you girls a Holy Ghost man that will love you and protect you and not abuse you. I'm talking about the power that kills the Goliaths, the power that destroys the thing that might destroy you, the thing that you can have an advantage in, and that is Hero Israel, the Lord our God. He is one. He said, run to the tower, run to the tower, run to the tower, and get inside the tower. Stay in His will. Live in His will. Live in His glory. The name of the Lord is that strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are saved. Don't think for 1 minute I'm telling you don't go to the dentist. Get those cavities fixed. I'm not telling you don't take advantage of the doctor, but don't put your faith in the doctor. God can give a doctor a tremendous wisdom in the middle of what you're going through. I got a feeling, a thought, that there were a lot of people that had needs that rivaled the blind eyes. But very few of them were willing to break routine. Well, bless your heart, son. Just got yourself a brother. That's what he is. Just too bad you didn't have a brother that really cared. You ever seen other brothers that you wished he would do for you what that bigger brother did for them? Don't say yes or no. It's just real easy to get to feeling sorry for ourselves. And forget, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of His pasture. He's the one that gives you every breath you breathe. He's the one that gives you every opportunity to turn your heart to God. He is the one that gives you call after call. Some of us should already be dead, but God has stayed the hand of death. He said, I'm going to give them a little more time. I'm going to work around the root system of their faith. I'm going to work around the root system of their dedication. I'm going to work around the root system of their confidence. I'm going to work around it until when they wind up my graveyard, they know without a question, I am in Christ a new creature. My date is already on the horizon. One of these days a trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we shall be forever with the Lord in paradise. You see, what was that guy's name that climbed up in that tree? Zacchaeus. Some of you said Zacchaeus. Some of you said Zacchaeus. Anybody want to else pronounce it for us? That man crucified every bit in his flesh. He didn't just make a little noise. He found him an altar that said, I'll die out to my position. I die out to my reputation. I'll die out to everything I've got going. And I don't care who makes fun of me, but I'm fixing to get the attention of that healer.
I'm fixing to get the attention of that divine deliverance. I'm fixing to get the attention of the Lord. And he that enters into his closet in secret shall be rewarded openly. He took that flesh and he put it to death. And he said, I know you got a little money, sir. And I know you got a little fame here. But I'm telling you, there's a healer coming down the road. And you got to get where you can see him. I'm telling you, some of us can't see him hidden behind all the stuff we've got. It's hard to see him. You got to get to that place. I don't care what it takes. Climbing and struggling and climbing until you can ascend into the hills of heaven, into the hills of divine deliverance, into the hills of understanding.
And the crowd, do you not imagine that there were some people in that crowd that needed a healing, that needed a touch, that needed a glory? There's no telling who in the crowd tonight needs a touch, but who's willing to be the first to start sobbing in his presence and saying, God, kill everything about this flesh. Destroy everything about this flesh. I have got to see you. I've got to get to a place, I don't care what anybody says, I've got to get to a place where I can see healing. I got to get to a place where I can see deliverance, because faith looks past the problem and sees the answer. That's why by faith we are saved. Because faith sees things not as they are, but as they're about to be. Because the promise is in the hand of the Lord. And so it is that Bartimaeus was delivered from blindness. What about the lady with the issue of blood? She pushed her way through the service, Tanner. I promise you, in 10 or 12 years, you and her are going to have some differences in life. You're not always going to think her cooking's the best. You're not even always going to think it's the best when he don't eat but one bite and runs to go play ball. There's going to be some differences. That's when you, as the head of the house, are going to have to find you a Calvary and crucify the feelings that go along with trouble in your home. You can knock her head off you. You big, you muscle. You can hit her, throw her across the room like many of the people in our day are doing. But that only ends in more pandemonium. But great peace have they who love the law of the Lord, and nothing shall by any means offend them or keep me from his glorious deliverance and power. Seek the Lord while he may be found of thee, for the Lord which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And while you're been in prayer, the Holy Ghost is going to whisper in your ear, just love her anyhow. When she makes you mad, forgive her before she asks. Now go try that. She didn't hear that. That's it. Put your arm around her. She knows she don't deserve it. Give her $100. Sort of like that old boy said, you know I got. Thank you.
put your life in it. Give it your praise. Give it your obedience. Give it everything you got. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're about to wake up the people that are corpses in churches all over the city. We're about to wake up this whole thing because Christ in you, the hope of glory, is about to stand up in the middle of this dark moment while hell is breaking loose. There's going to be a revival.
I'll tell you again, you read those verses in Proverbs, the 16th chapter. But don't read them so that you think just because you read them. But read them to put them into practice. And as you put them into practice in your life, you're about to see more of God than you've ever seen. Because I promise you, it is not His will that any should live in pitifulness. It is His will. As we stand to our feet, it is His divine will that you have such power in your spirit that when you hug a brother in a minute, when you hug a sister in a minute, they're not going to sense your hand as much as they sense your heart. Would you just put it? We used to do it all the time. Let's have a little love feast around here. Find a brother. Embrace him. Let him know he can count on you. When he falls, you're going to help him. When he makes a mistake, you're not going to talk him down. When you find a sister, put your arm around her. And I encourage you this week, start at the fourth verse of 1 Corinthians 13. And remember, God talks as much about what should not happen as He does as what should happen. And read, starting with verse 4. What love is not. What love is not. And let's let His anointing become our anointing so that all the chains are broken that hinder us from great freedom in this relationship with Jesus. While they sing, would you find a brother or sister? Perhaps if you're crossing lines, just a hand to shake to let everybody know we love one another at this place. We give our life for one another at this house. And I tell you, Goliaths are going to be destroyed. I can tell you great miracles are going to happen. Almost is not enough. Almost is not enough. When they seek me with their whole heart, I shall be found of them. Hug somebody you hadn't normally hugged. Embrace somebody that maybe you don't know very well. That's it. Devil, I want you to get your eyes full. This church is walking together. We're standing together in the blood.